The arrival of spring prompted me to attack the encroaching weeds around the perimeter of my yard, many including long, thorn-filled vines. If you have battled these miniature spikes, you likely know the pain inflicted by one small thorn in the flesh. In this week, known throughout the Christian faith as Holy Week, I arrived at the Gospel of Matthew, in the 27th chapter. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. These acts and more before leading him to be crucified. It was not enough that the innocent Jesus was condemned to death. The soldiers needed to inflict their personal touch to the pain. How much of a stretch is it for me to compare the actions of those Roman soldiers to the atrocities our world has witnessed this past week in Ukraine? Civilians who have already had their country invaded, homes destroyed, families separated, and now evidence of execution. As I continue to pray for the people of Ukraine and for world peace, I am sometimes pushed to question God. Why is this permitted to continue? Is this not an opportunity for God to display His miraculous power and love? Then I am reminded of the resurrection power demonstrated in Jesus, yet many in the world refuse to accept it. How will I participate in the annual observance of Easter? Will it just be another week with my silence pressing on the thorns? Or will I share the news of Jesus' resurrection, offering hope to a hurting world, hoping beyond 2 minutes more?